The Task Force on Elected Representation evaluated four proposals. The process began in August after the City Commission passed a July ordinance forming the task force. The 11-member committee researched the proposals, applying values for encouraging and engaging a greater number of voters in the election process, resulting in greater governance. Three proposals achieved those outcomes. The first, changing the city's election schedule to even-numbered years.
There was research that showed that about four times more people participate in the even year elections because they have state elections, they have federal elections all on the same ballot.
Rick Baker is president and CEO of the Grand Rapids Area Chamber of Commerce. He served on the task force and explains the drawback is the ballot gets longer.
The local elections will probably be toward the end of that, and so you can get some ballot fatigue.
However, one less election will save the city money. The task force also recommends the adoption of, as worded in the proposal, quote, requiring general elections, regardless of whether a candidate receives the most votes during primary elections, end quote. In the past, a general election is ruled out if a candidate receives greater than 50% of the primary vote. Also, when it comes to filling a city commission vacancy requiring a special election, the task force recommends one be held if there's more than 1 year left in the term of the office prior to the next general election. If it's less than 1 year, an appointment should be made. The task force rejected the proposal expanding the city commission's wards to 8 single-member districts from the current 3-ward system, with each represented by 2 members.
It often encouraged more diverse representation. Persons of color and women are more likely to be elected in dual member seats. And it also created an environment where the commissioners had to collaborate because they were representing the same area.
The Grand Rapids City Commission and Mayor will now consider the recommendations. Patrick Center, WGVU News.